It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are. From Cinderella's,
a 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight,
to buzzer beaters,
Atkinson scores, 1.4 seconds left,
to champions,
for the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Man, I love it. We got so many stations all over the country. We got so many cities covered. What's up, San Diego? Y'all ready for them Aztecs? Good. What's up to my folks up in the Pacific Northwest? Shout-outs to everybody, I don't know, in Florida, here in Georgia, the Northeast, the Midwest. The weather's warming up. I can't wait to go back outside. Certain places I ain't going when it's super, super freezing. Anyway, I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He is holding it down in New York City. And it's a special day, right? Start of the MLB season. And then we even got basketball going on right now. Let me look at this other screen in the studio. What is this? The New Orleans Pelicans are beating the Denver Nuggets 80-68. They're getting ready to head into the fourth quarter. And then right now, on another screen here in the studio, I see the Los Angeles Angels. They lead the Oakland Athletics 1-0. It's the bottom of the seventh. Shohei Ohtani is out of the game. And Shohei Ohtani doing Ohtani things. Six innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, 2 hits and 3 walks. Did not give up a run. If he's healthy, he's got to win the MVP this year. Unless Aaron Judge comes back and says, hey, guys, I got 70-something home runs for you. Shohei Ohtani as the DH tonight, 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. And one of our callers mentioned Mike Trout. Mike Trout is 0-for-2 tonight, and the Angels just got that one run up on the board. And Mike Trout is just... I don't know. He has been one of the best players that we have seen in the game of baseball. But now at his age, and he's not elderly, not by any stretch of the imagination, he's going to turn 32 years old in August. It's crazy to think about. He's already been playing baseball. He came up in 2011, and it seems that his body is already starting to betray him a little bit. And so if Mike Trout can't go out there and play baseball, then we can look at the greatness when he plays. But if you're not available, really, what does it matter? And he's out here clocking $426 million. $426? This is nuts. Ohtani's going to leave. Hey, Shep, do you think there's any chance in hell this man stays? None, right?
Well, Jared, you hit on it. The answer's no, because look at the guy who made over $400 million in his contract. That's the only time that's ever happened in baseball. What, they got more bank accounts than we realized? They're going to pay two guys like that? No.
Artie Moreno was thinking about selling the team last year, man.
Yeah, he reneged.
I feel bad for the fans, and this is the thing. The Oakland Athletics are probably going to get moved from Oakland. They're probably going to move him to Vegas. They're having a ridiculous fight about whether or not they can get an arena, or not an arena. It would be a small stadium, I should say, closer to the Bay. And they want to move him. They've priced the fans out. The fans don't care. Shohei Ohtani is making $30 million this year. He's getting that money off of arbitration, $30 million. The entire Oakland Athletics roster, $40 million. The whole team, 40. Last season, the Oakland Athletics were pulling in like 8,000 people a game. That's pathetic. That's less than half of an NBA arena. Pick one. It doesn't matter which one. That's sad, man. So I feel bad for fans, baseball fans in Southern California. It's like a countdown until the Oakland Athletics leave. It's sad. You look at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They threw Los Angeles into the damn title just so they could include L.A. Like, how sad is that? Pathetic. And then you got Artie Moreno. They haven't had success since Disney said, we don't want the team anymore. They went to the playoffs and they win a World Series and Artie Moreno buys the team. And now they're just crap. You got one of the most talented dudes in baseball and you can't get pitching to save your life. You have someone who I would say is, he's not Babe Ruth. He's doing both at the same damn time. You got Ohtani, who's one of the biggest, if not the biggest attraction in baseball. He is baseball's biggest global star. And the Angels don't win a damn thing. It's just, I don't know what's worse. The Oakland Athletics or the Angels. And then the poor Angels fans were teased with new ownership. And then Artie Moreno decided to change his mind. And we got plenty of crap owners, man. We do. We talk about them quite frequently here. My friends in Pittsburgh, they know about Bob Nutting. Not worth a damn. Bob Nutting actually told his own fan base, hey, if you guys actually showed up, if you actually showed up to the stadium, maybe I'd invest some money into the team. This is what the man said. He said this publicly. And then years ago, it feels like a long time ago, when they were actually good before McCutcheon and Walker and those guys left, they were actually doing some winning. He still didn't invest no money into them. And then you got excuse me, I don't mean to say this. Well, I'll temper my words, okay? I won't say it. You can think about what I'm thinking. Then you have a commissioner like Rob Manfred, who just a couple of days ago said, oh, yeah, it's a problem when the Oakland Athletics, they got a salary, they got salaries that amount to $40 million, and the New York Mets are spending almost $400 million. What the hell is that? How? That doesn't work. Like, why should the fans in Oakland care? I feel bad. I'm looking at the game right now. How about this? Mike Trout is at the plate. There are fans, there are Oakland Athletic fans who are out there, and they're wearing Oakland Athletics gear, and they've probably been going to the Coliseum for years, and their parents probably went for years. But here's the thing. They're not going to have an opportunity to take their kids for years because they're going to move the damn team from Oakland. Now that I think about it, I can't even, I'm trying to think. What owner in sports flat period, what owner treats the fan base the worst? We know the owners are out for money. They're out for cash. They're out for themselves. They want to buy the teams. It used to be for a couple hundred million. If you were lucky, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you bought a team for a few hundred million dollars. And then you were able to flip it. Now these guys are flipping these teams for billions. The Washington Commanders are getting ready to sell this team, and Dan Snyder can't do it fast enough. They're getting ready to sell this team. He is for $6 billion. What a parting gift for a guy who at one point in time was suing like an elderly couple because they could no longer afford their tickets. Come on now. There should be a rule in, should be a rule, that if you mismanage your franchise, that you don't make no money off of it. Should be. We don't live in a perfect world. We don't live in an ideal world. But when you're Dan Snyder, and now he's being investigated for, like, I don't want to say cooking the books, but just a misappropriation of funds. Like, hey, I'm Dan Snyder. I'm going to charge my own team for cosmetic enhancements and a paint job for my private plane. What? What are we doing here? I'm going to bring cheerleaders on and, you know, try to pimp out my cheerleaders to business associates. What? Does this sound like a guy who should walk away from his team and make money? Does he sound like one? Daniel Snyder is crap. Terrible. Treats his fans like garbage. The Oakland Athletics, they're just milking their fans out of the building. They basically said, hey, guess what? We leaving. We're going to charge you more. And even if you don't want to show up and stay, you can get out of here. Because we leaving anyway. John Fisher is a crap owner. If I got to think, oh, my God. I know the Lions fans think that they got it bad with the Ford family, but good luck. Sheila ain't going nowhere. If you think about this, man, the New York Knicks got an owner that if you yell at, and Shep, let's get this clip. James Dolan was leaving Madison Square Garden a few years ago. He was walking through the tunnel after a game. And a fan yelled at him to sell the team. James Dolan stopped in his tracks. He's too much of a rabbit-eared baby. He stopped in his tracks, turned around, pointed at the fan, said, that's not nice. That's not nice. How would you feel if you never came back to Madison? And he told the fan, he says, no, I'm just expressing an opinion. No, that's not an opinion. And then he sent security up to the fan to ban this guy forever. And James Dolan has facial recognition technology for people who come into the garden that might be involved in litigation. Lawyers from large firms. I mean, the New York State Liquor Authority is basically trying to potentially ban Madison Square Garden from selling alcohol because James Dolan is just a jerk to his own fan base. Can you really think about this? Can you really think about how bad you have to be to just ban fans who think you suck? A matter of fact, this is James Dolan and a fan. This is how sensitive baby billionaires are. Listen to this.
Sell the team.
Anything I can sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's rude.
It's an opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching them on TV.
Him, what? Bring up, yeah, him. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
Come on. That's a kid. Come on.
Who's Kevin?
Kevin is another security guard, Shep. Come on. That guy's a kid. That guy's a kid. Okay, can he do better? And we had this conversation the other night. You know, Bradley Beal, somebody yells an expletive at Bradley Beal. Hey, Bradley Beal, you cost me $1,300, you bleep. And Bradley Beal, he could have done better. He slapped the hat off of a guy, okay? Allegedly. James Dolan, a billionaire? This guy is a rich kid. That's what he is. James Dolan is a rich kid. His dad ran the Indians at the time. Come on. Hey, you wanna own a team? Here's the Knicks. And he has a kid yelling at him, sell the team. Now you gotta send security up and hey, go get him. And now security is wanting to hold this guy down like he's a criminal. Hey, hold him for Kevin. Don't let him leave. We're going to, you know, we got to make sure that we scan his face and ban him forever. Come on now.
Bring him, yeah, him. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
Like, what did he do? Yell at the owner to sell the team? Stop being a little punk ass, man. Stop. We got some crap owners. Artie Moreno. Angels are suffering. Two generational talents can't even go to the playoffs. The NBA has an owner in Dolan who is scanning faces and banning customers. Oh, my God. I remember one time the entire arena was chanting, sell the team, sell the team. I guess you can't ban 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people, they turn the music up in the arena. What a loser that guy is. And then you got the biggest, I don't know what you call him. I'm trying not to call people names. Then you got Dan Snyder. He has treated his fan base like crap. They should have a parade when he's gone. They should. They should march him down and have him get yelled at by everybody. I'm worked up now. I can't stand. And, you know, I can play a good jerk on the radio. But I hate people that are real jerks. I really do. Can't stand them. Can't stand them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Think about your local team. Think about the teams you know in sports. What owner treats the fans, the fan base, the worst? What owner is the absolute worst when it comes to treatment for their own fans? It has to be, I don't know if you can call it a three-way tie. Fisher with Oakland is just absolutely terrible. The A's are on borrowed time. Dolan just basically spits in the face of his own fans. And then this guy, Snyder, where do I even start? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. What owner treats its fans the worst? The Oakland A's are playing right now, and let's enjoy it while it's here. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Re-Show. CBS Sports Radio.
Sell the team!
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your show is informative and thought-provoking, and I love that about it. I listen every chance I get, man. Keep it up. It's one of the best shows anywhere.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Major League Baseball opening day. Major League Baseball opening night. The night is still busy. Right before we went to break, we were talking about this game that's going on currently between the Oakland Athletics and the Los Angeles Angels. The A's actually, just like right now, just took a lead 2-1 against the Angels. Shohei Ohtani having a damn good night, or he's already done for the night, at least on the mound. He pitched 6 innings, didn't give up a run, and struck out 10. But to the surprise of no one, you know, everybody else throwing the ball for the Angels, they've given up some runs. And so the A's have taken a late 2-1 lead in the bottom of the 8th. And as an overall, I looked at these two teams and said to myself, I feel bad for both of their fan bases. You have the Los Angeles Angels, who haven't been to the playoffs since 2014. You're probably looking at the last days of Shohei Ohtani. Mike Trout is in the middle of a massive contract, 12 years, $426 million. He's about to be 32 years old. Last season, he dealt with back issues. You have to hope that for the rest of his career, he will be fine. And then Artie Moreno wanted to sell the team and then decided not to. They haven't had consistent success since he basically took over. And he reneged on selling the squad. And then, up in the Bay, you got the Oakland Athletics, who John Fisher is basically just waltzing out to the desert, ready to turn the Oakland Athletics into the Vegas Athletics. I hope it doesn't happen, but it's feeling like it is. 8,000 people have been showing up to Oakland Coliseum to see the A's. 8,000 people showed up per game last year. This place is a cavern. It's gigantic. 8,000 people. Just an embarrassment. And it made me think about some of the worst owners that, not even the worst owners. We have owners who, they might be cheap, they don't want to spend. And then you have owners that just have a complete disregard for their fan bases. Don't care about them. John Fisher for the Oakland A's, he don't care about the Oakland A's fans. He's like cheating with the next door neighbor's wife. He's like, hey, I got a home and a wife and kids right here, but you can find me next door ready to leave. I mean, that's what this feels like with the A's. You got James Dolan of the Knicks throwing fans out, throwing out kids, you know, scanning faces on the way in to ban people from the arena. He's like, oh, you work for that law firm? The law firm that hires like 1,500 people? Oh, you work there? Oh, you can't come to the game because your company is suing, so you can't come to the game. He tried to throw out Charles Oakley. I mean, come on. We got some terrible owners, and we know about Dan Snyder. We know about that clown, man. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What professional sports owner treats the fan base the worst with no regard? John is here from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
I'm okay. Go ahead.
Just wanted to call in. I very, very rarely want to call in, but, I mean, this one kind of struck a chord. I think, hands down, we have the worst owner in two sports, and that's Jerry Reinsdorf. And I have a couple of reasons here. I mean, one, pretty obviously, I mean, just watch Last Dance. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty obvious he was washed his hands of everything, kind of blamed Krause, but he was the money man. Now, you look at the Sox, right? Sox had a huge, I would say, a huge championship window here the last couple of years. He installs his buddy La Russa instead of going and getting a real manager out there. I mean, you had Cora, you had Hinch. I mean, we could have went and got somebody. We had the lineup. We had the pitching. Nothing.
Yeah.
And then you got the Bulls. The Bulls, he's been selling us the same story since the 90s. I mean, how many Bulls jerseys can you sell? He was too cheap to go get Bosch. We could have had Wade. We could have had LeBron. It would have been Wade, LeBron, Rose, Bosch, and Noah. We would have had another 5 championships right there. They're just cheap. They know people are going to show up. They don't care. They make money off of us. But, I mean, we don't go anywhere, man. The Bulls always 8th seed. The Sox never win the Central.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate you, man. I feel bad. There has been some success there. It's not like Chicago has been void of championships. I mean, you sound like a man of a particular age. I remember the Bulls titles, all of them. I remember the White Sox title. I know it's been, what, 20 years now almost. I actually did some work with the Chicago White Sox, I don't know, about 5 years, maybe plus ago, and I had an opportunity to meet Mr. Reinsdorf. And, yeah, it's a hard-knock life, but I'm not going to say that as a Chicago sports fan that are you really, really, really feeling the pain like some of these other fan bases?
Brother, I'm a Bears fan, I'm a Sox fan, and I'm a Bulls fan. Don't let people confuse you. Nobody cared about hockey here up until about 5-10 years ago. I was happy for the Cubs to win a World Series, but I was 13 when the Sox won. You know, that's my one and only one. My dad talks about the Bears. I was 8 years old when Jordan hit the last shot. Still kind of remember that. But
oh,
I mean,
so you're younger than what you sound like. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was raised by an old miserable Greek guy that watches more baseball than anybody I know. But, yeah, okay. It hasn't been all joy. I mean, you get to wear the throwbacks. You get to cheer your team on. But these guys, they don't care. They don't spend money. They might be good guys. But even he's fighting against the guy Ross in New York, the guy that was the biggest objector to the guy with the Mets spending the money
Steve
with Reinsdorf.
Cohen. Yes.
Because he don't want to spend.
Yeah. No, I understand, John. I appreciate you for calling from Chicago, man. Thank you.
Have a good one. Thank you, brother.
You as well. I understand, but, you know, I think that there are some markets, there are some teams that they just got it worse. Like, if I'm and this is why you can get away with it. If you're a younger Bulls fan, you just go, oh, my God, we haven't done anything since Jordan. Like me, I go, if I was a Bulls fan, and yeah, you want your team to win, but if I was a Bulls fan, I'd be like, if they never won again in my life, I'm okay. I saw the Michael Jordan guy, I'm fine. If you're a White Sox fan, you never expect anything from them. You look at Isaac Guillen in those years and you just go, okay, we did something. Paul Konerko, thank you very much. And everybody goes home. But for some folks, yeah, I guess if you're a teenager, a little bit older, you know, you go, man, this has been some lean years. I hear you. 855-212-4CBS. Justin is here from Pittsburgh. Oh, he knows about Bob Nutting. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
How you doing, JR? Love the
Good.
Show.
Thank you.
Bob Nutting, I thought, was a terrible owner, but, like, he can at least get trolled by his own fans and take it. So it shows that he at least has thick skin. I know he's cheap, but I'm kind of optimistic this year about the Pirates. They look kind of good. But what you played about James Dolan, that struck a chord. That's terrible. What
are you
doing?
Yeah. He threw a kid. Yeah, he's sending security to go get a kid who told
That's
him to
ridiculous.
Sell the team. Like, how thin-skinned can you be? Or insecure. Insecure is the word.
Like, that's someone that actually paid for their ticket and to enjoy their time, you know, and they're getting thrown out and never
and
allowed back again.
He had the gumption for me not being able to use another word. He had the gumption to tell this kid or whoever he was a young person, you could hear it in his voice, hey, how you gonna like watching a game from TV? Like, come on, you nasty fill in the blank. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah. Get over yourself.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a rich you know what, Justin, but yeah, I guess we found the guy. Appreciate,
like,
you, man.
Snyder's that bad too, but yeah, at least they're gonna throw a parade when he's gone, so yeah, you know,
I may go to D.C. for it, or Maryland, wherever they hold it.
Thank
you, Justin.
You.
Appreciate
thank you.
Thank
you. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, I still can't believe that. Hey, let's hear that one more time. If you want to hear an insecure rich kid, this is James Dolan, owner of the New York Knicks. From a few years ago, he had a young man yelling at him to sell the team. Listen to Dolan, listen to his response, and then listen to him send security after the kid.
Sell the team!
Anything I should sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's rude.
What's your opinion?
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching them on TV.
Him, what? Bring him, yeah, him, hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
Sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. On the other side of the break, I'll get some more of your calls. We'll talk about something a little bit more positive. We'll talk about some of these young baseball players. That young man, he won't go back to Madison Square Garden, but there are some young baseball players who will be on the come up. And speaking of the come up, looks like Steph Curry, he got a lifetime deal with Under Armour. Okay, we'll talk about it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We got a final. Out in Denver, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Denver Nuggets. They beat them like a drum, 107-88. This is the second ass-whooping that we got tonight on TNT. The Celtics beat the Bucks earlier this evening, 140-99. But back to these Pelicans. Brandon Ingram walking away with a triple-double. This game ended seconds ago. Brandon Ingram, 31 points to go along with 11 rebounds. And 10 assists. C.J. McCollum, 23 points, hit 6 threes. And then on the Denver Nuggets side, there was no gigantic MVP candidate. There was no Nikola Jokic. And so, as you can tell, they struggled. Jamal Murray ended up with 21 points. Bruce Brown off the bench contributed to 19. And they were your leaders. So if you want to think about an MVP, what are the Nuggets without Jokic? Garbage. They suck. A matter of fact, let's listen to Mr. Brandon Ingram. He got busy in that fourth quarter, kept getting busy. This is him going straight to the basket in the fourth.
One-on-one, Ingram left of the lane. Can he make the shot? Drives in, lost it, got it back, leans in, finger roll, right hand. Off the square and down. Mike Malone will take a timeout. Shot clock at 10. Ingram drives with a left hand. Bump. Pop a 10-footer. Got it.
Yeah, if you're going to milk the clock down, get it in somebody's hands who can take it one-on-one and score a bucket. And that's Brandon Ingram over Jamal Murray.
Yeah, Jokic getting busy. It doesn't matter if he's rolling right to the basket or if he's just straight pulling up. Yeah. Well, anyway. Let's see what these Denver Nuggets do as they go into the playoffs. We know the West is wide the hell open. Open as hell. We got a bunch of callers here, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get into some positive news, too. I got so hyped up thinking about these lousy owners and how bad some of the owners treat the fan bases. And then I wanted to deliver to you some good news, one with Steph Curry and Under Armour. I wanted to tell you about some Major League Baseball. Well, they're not Major League Baseball players. They're aspiring Major League Baseball players. But we got a bunch of dudes in the minors who are going to be getting a pay raise, which I believe is well deserved. But let's get to your calls, as you've been waiting patiently. And as how about this? The Oakland Athletics, they come back. The Oakland A's, they beat the Angels 2-1. They basically ruined an Ohtani outing where Shohei Ohtani pitched 6 innings, struck out 10, and Ohtani doesn't walk away with a W. Welcome to the world of the Angels, folks. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Brian.
What's up, man? Perfect segue. That's exactly my point. You have Shohei Ohtani going off against Mike Trout in the World Baseball Classic, both playing for the same team, and they can't even get in the playoffs.
It's always been the pitching with the Angels, man. I mean, Ohtani is He starts, he sets the table, and you got two relievers who come in and they stink the joint up against the A's.
Again, I'm coming from a city of Pittsburgh where, again, he had, you know, we had those years back in the teens whenever he put money into him for 2 years, and then he said no go. And here we are with the Angels that have two of the best players in the MLB, and he can't even make a supporting cast around him. Like, that's bad.
Yeah, well, we know he doesn't care. I feel bad that he didn't leave. Maybe he'll change his mind again, okay?
I hear you, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you. Yeah, Nutting doesn't care. And Artie Moreno just, I hope he leaves. I really do. Reese is calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Reese?
Hey, man. How you doing? I love your show.
Thanks.
You talk me to sleep.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
No. It's late.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm from D.C. I've been here since 1980. And I was part of the Redskins show organization. We had singers, and we sang during the games. And it was during a time, the golden years, Joe Gibbs and Jack Kent Cook. Mm-hmm. And we played four Super Bowls. We won three of them up through the early 90s. And then Snyder came in, and he is awful. He is a mean son of a – I have to be careful so I don't cuss. But he fired all of his singers. We were never paid. But he brought me back, and he said, you know, I have an idea. He said, we could put – how many can you get together? I said, oh, maybe 50. He said, how about 250? I said, no, I don't think so. He said, we could put 10 of you down on the field for every game and rotate you, and then you could buy the single seats that we have available up in the stands so you could sit up there. But you can buy them. You can spend your own money. And that was the first thing. And then a good buddy of mine was sick, and he had bought seats up in the mezzanine section, good seats. For 5 years, you had to sign up for a membership, and he couldn't go. He eventually died, and okay. Snyder took him to court.
Yeah,
for the money.
Yeah, I've heard that. I unfortunately am more familiar than I want to be with a story of two elderly folks who could no longer afford tickets, and he also took them to court, which I think is just I think it's despicable. It is.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I hope he gets the help one out of there sooner than later. Hey, Reese, I think that there might be brighter days ahead, okay?
Well, the other problem I was going to tell you that now we got the Nats, and I had season tickets to the Nats, and I watched them stink, and then I saw them get good, and then we saw them win a World Series.
And then they went
amazing.
To crap. And now you got and Corbin then, out there, I know.
And then they blew up the team.
Right.
I mean, they're terrible.
Well, hey, Reese, let's be optimistic here. Snyder, going to be gone, hopefully, soon.
Yeah.
You're going to look at Lerner, going to be gone soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
So just cross your fingers there, okay? Appreciate you.
No, I hope so. Hey, take care, man. I love
you
your show.
As well. Thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Reese, for calling from D.C. At least you got an opportunity for your teams to be sold. I don't see James Dolan leaving the New York Knicks anytime soon, unless – maybe the city or the state can force his ass out of there legally with all of this legal nonsense. Maybe he gets sick of it. I doubt it. It's tough. 855-212-4CBS. Scott is here from Ontario. Go ahead, Scott. I guess not. I like Canada, but I'll pick him, and now you don't want to talk to me. Nick is here from Baltimore. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up? I just want
what's
to
on your mind, man?
Talking about Ohtani MVP.
Ohtani MVP in the America. Yeah, well, I mean, there's a hell of a possibility. What am I supposed
much guaranteed.
To say?
No. You can pitch, you can hit.
Wait, slow down, Nick. Slow down.
Okay. All right. But
all you said was Ohtani MVP. Are you asking me? Are you telling me?
No. I'm saying he's the clear favorite to win. And I'm saying the only way Smiley beats him is if you have a triple crown.
Okay. Yeah.
That, that's pretty much the only way, because if you can pitch and hit, you're the clear favorite.
I think most people who watch baseball would agree with you. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And
is that it?
But I'm a little biased with the East. I like Adley up there. Rutschman, he's gonna have a good year.
The catcher?
Yeah.
You want to put him in the MVP conversation already?
I mean, 5 for 5 today?
That's one game out of 100. It's one game out of 162.
I know. I just got to put him out there.
Okay. And anything else?
I do like Judge or Vladdy Guerrero Jr.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of those guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying they got to have big games to beat them out.
Oh, like 62 home runs, right? Almost the triple crown, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But it's tough to beat a pitcher who can pitch and hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that. I heard about that.
Oh, no. I just want to throw that out there.
Well, thank you, Nick. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Nick. Thank you.
All right. But Nick. Nick knows that. No, he knows it all. What can I say? Yeah, Ohtani is the favorite for MVP. Yeah, he is. Of course he is. I wonder what he's going to do this year. I just want to see all the damn good athletes stay healthy. That's it. I want to see how many home runs Judge can hit. How do you bounce back from 62 home runs? And if you're Shohei Ohtani and you're already done one, and now Aaron Judge is one, and now you're trying to come back and win, what is he going to do? Is Ohtani going to hit 30 to 40 home runs and drive in 100 plus? Is he going to, go for 170 innings? The guy had he had 10 strikeouts tonight. And then he went 1 for 3. He's a freak, man. He won't get paid. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to update you on more of these games. Don't move.